So learning about tracking studies, advertising tracking research is essentially is conducted to assess the effectiveness. So we understood so far every discussion was about that, whether my communication is getting me desired result. So tracking research is the terminology itself that you have to understand. It is more like ongoing research. Okay, what we earlier understood is pre, during and post. But tracking research covers a larger span of time. It has a span of time where there is no communication, advertising, also when there is a communication, because this is done to also see the competitive landscape and its effect on your comprehension of your brand, understanding of your brand and persuasiveness of your brand, etc., recallability of the brand, etc. So that is what is a tracking study. So if I had to give you an example, the automotive company, say, take the example of Mahindra, when they launched, say, Scorpio, they were not, it's not that they did the pre, during and post, but they were doing also the tracking studies, because their success or their communication will also prompt competition to also advertise in some way. So how does that lead to? So to measure relative effects of entire marketing, competitive communication environment, you have to do what you call tracking studies. Okay, so it measures the change happening constantly, you know, in the awareness, in the preference, attitude, shift, etc. Those things are tracked. These tracking studies are also known as awareness, attitude and usage study, AANU. Okay, so how does ad tracking study help? Okay, and what does it measure? The first table, how does it help? There are a few pointers out here. It gives you a strategic consideration advices, so certain things which is shifting away from you, you come to know before it damages you. So strategic decisions can be taken, guiding the development of the brand. So how is the brand in the awareness, action, attitudinal stage of your target group? Emerging opportunity, if there is any in terms of reach and frequency building, etc., gets you the new customer, because certain tweaks in your media, this thing might get you the new customers attracted. Positioning effectiveness, create a sound positioning and feature-based awareness. Okay, what does the tracking study measure? When this is implemented, what will it tell you about? It constantly feeds you about the awareness level of your brand, both unaided and aided. Okay, so add awareness also about the advertisements, also the kind of communication that you have been releasing. So whether their awareness and recallability, so that they tell you, how is that impacting the purchase interest? Okay, how it is helping consumer to recall what is so unique about your brand, what your brand stands for, etc. Claims that were made in the advertising. So then the believability aspects comes in. The total spend by the brand. So even that is that, you know, it gives you the idea about while you spent in the first quarter so many crores, how much did the competition, how much did the entire industry spend? So you will come to know what you call your share of voice. Okay, and then you will be able to match it, whether it is sufficient for the kind of marketing and advertising objective that you had. And then impact of media. So you did your campaign with certain balance between conventional, online, within that you took certain channels, etc. Was it correct? Was it impactful? So that is what the tracking studies reveal to you. Further on to the tracking studies, output gives you answer to the following questions about the effectiveness of the advertisement. What is the effectiveness of the advertising promotion, which is also communicated, and other marketing communications? You might do some other nature of image building communication, etc. What is the effectiveness? What media are most effective? You will come to know which media through which you got a higher hit rates or higher leads, etc. Does advertising drive awareness? Was it successful in that? It whether change the attitude, whether your brand has come into the consideration set, whether persuasive enough to lead to the purchase and people are repurchasing, etc., and certain other marketing parameters that you may consider for yourself. Okay, once the questions have been decided for the tracking study, a sample study is generally conducted. Now what will the sample sample study, when you have to do, you have to have your sample also in your mind. And sample is nothing but equivalent of target audience. So you must know the target audience profile, but then you have to determine this study will be done among whom, where, when, how many will be contacted, etc. So this is all about the sampling. So when you say sample, it needs to be right, broad, and as inclusive as possible. Should represent your target group very well. The broader sample helps because the demographic of the market can change over time. So, okay, that's a kind of an advisory. But at the same time, it is tricky one. If you take too broad a sample and then your communication is only very specific to a specific target audience, you both are, not really doing apple to apple comparison kind of thing. But it says generally that have a broader target, this thing. So what consideration, what study finding, say in year one, maybe year three, etc., year four, you can at least have a comparative base. The product category to be tracked also needs to be as broad as possible. So you don't be very finer that only antiseptic, or say you will then do the recovery ointment and something like that. In that, then there are antiseptic, there are prompt healer and those kind of, so what do you do about the product category? That is what has been also covered in the consideration of a sample. The study can then be conducted in two ways, continuous or pulsed study. Both has been explained. Continuous very briefly means you will continue to do it regular number of people at a regular periodic manner, but that shows a continuity. While pulse means certain period you will do high contacts and then you will continue with certain minimal number of contacts. Okay, so we will now understand what is pulsed approach to tracking studies. Okay, so pulse study tracking method. So there here, method can be concentrated into a short time interval to provide highly precise before and after measurement for specific flights of media advertisements. So what it shows in other ways, there will be a wave, high and then something continuous. So as you can see in the extreme right corner in the bottom, there is something that has been mentioned to you, which is in the bottom, what you say is a pulsing approach. High during certain period, then some continuity, again high. So that's how it goes about doing the advertising research. Now it has almost six steps which one need to know, which has been mentioned out here. How does it go about? So tracking begins with a set of questions asked from a random sample on a predetermined date. So you are particular, say first 2 days or first 3 days of the month, you ask this particular, start this study and you execute this study. Identify and question a person who has seen or heard about the ad. So those who have not been exposed will not be part of your survey. A series of questions, the relevant questionnaire is executed with that right sample. The answer serves as a benchmark. Now this is collected from across the geography as that you identified. So they become the benchmark for whatever effectiveness measurement for which you wanted the data. Now say after 2 months, the research makes another series of sampling, okay, and they will meet again as many number of customers and ask and execute the research. Okay, now outcome of this second wave is compared with the outcome of the first wave, and changes are observed in the comprehension, awareness, brand recall, persuasion, call to action, all those things are measured. So that what is a pulsing approach to tracking studies. So when it comes to tracking studies, these are the people who invented this. Okay, it's important to know that way. But what they did, that they did this first study, now named as a dynamic tracking kind of a study, which has been implemented by the advertising across. And here is the example is for Cadbury. They did this. Okay, the objective was to explore the issue of ad wear out over time. So whether advertisements itself, that appeal, that construct, etc., that you have done becomes boring or becomes going away, becomes getting not noticed. That is what is the wear out. So that's what they were trying to measure. Dynamic tracking provides a complete 360 degree view of the brand. It gives you a complete view, not only vis-a-vis you, vis-a-vis competition, and it gives you the idea about the health, the knowledge that it has spread about the brand, and brand acceptance, communication dynamics, etc. The approach now used for continuous tracking is almost universally based on that introduced by this gentleman. So it has been accepted internationally, and most advertising agency along with the client practice that.
So what are the continuous tracking methods that one can have? So how do you execute? In short, what you do is either there is a concept called consumer diaries or there is a concept called pantry checks. So let's first understand consumer diaries. Here, you know, the panel will be created. These people have agreed to be the representative during your survey period. Okay. And they have to keep a diary. What does this diary means? Or they do? Consumer records various activities. Okay. They have been explained. So things like brand switches, the use of media, what all was purchased, which brand, whether they did use any promotion offers, coupons, etc. What they think about the competitive, this thing. So those kind of probes are there. They have a checklist for which they have to feed in the information in the diary. At a regular interval, advertising representative, agency representative will review the diary and then cull out information, cull out analysis, okay, whether the message is reaching to the right target audience, they are comprehending, whether it is leading to the physiographic changes, motivation is building, need to purchase is developing, etc. So what is happening with that consumer, that has been tracked. Another approach is a pantry checks. Now, how does it happen? It kind of a same information is provided, okay. But requires little form of consumers. The researcher goes to the homes in the target market and asks what brands of the products have they purchased. So they actually would like to see what you have in your pantry, so to say, or at your home. Researchers count the product of the brand currently stocked, and they do this over a period. So they will be themselves able to determine that earlier you were using Colgate Total, now you have shifted to Pepsodent or a Sensodyne has come in. So then they will probe why Sensodyne. So that way they try to monitor changes, etc. They talk to you about those changes, what communication effects, etc. Then they also get into discussion. Consumers are encouraged to keep empty packs, not to throw them, etc. So keeping, analyzing that also, they can determine your consumption habits. So that's the pantry check approach. Now we move to the continuous way of doing brand tracking studies. Continuous interviewing offers a number of advantages. So what are those? When you implement continuous tracking approach, what do you get as an advantage? Provides a complete record of consumers' measurement over a time with no gaps or no missing time phase in between. So you are able to identify real trends. The quality of interviewing therefore tends to be much higher, since the same interviews works on the project day after day, meets same consumers regularly. It smooths out the effects of short-term disturbances such as adverse publicity that may happen during the phase, new product introduction, some bad weather, or recessionary effect, or some say corona burst happened, so people have conserved their buyings, etc. It is a better monitor of a competitive information, because you will be doing a relative conversation. Since the interview is ongoing and not biased to the media schedule, okay. Media schedule is not a consideration out here. It is a particular recallability, brand consideration, the physiological changes, attitudinal changes that has been measured. Okay, data can be analyzed in relation to the other competitors' continuous data. So even you will get an idea about the positive or a negative shift happening in the competitive consideration sets. Competitors, even brand recall, preferences, etc. normative standards can be set and predictive mathematical model can be derived. Now, this is little slightly on a high end. It's not that it's a subject matter of us. This continuous measurement also have various statistical tools and the models available. Models are gaming theory. Like if you see, they have a particular way to do things. So that is possible to apply in a continuous interviewing. So that makes the research very, very sustainable, very, very utilitarian. It is possible over time to develop a model for a specific brand. Now, learning as it comes, you can modify a couple of aspects, not drastically, but maybe continuously over a time, so that your one finding has some correlation with the other, with the third, with the fourth. That way the tracking will help. You can't drastically change the design, but it does offer a scope for continuous improvement. So that's about the continuous tracking approach to the tracking studies. What do you have to remember about tracking studies when you implement tracking studies? Regardless of the method that you use, several guidelines that is there. One need to understand and implement. So maintain constant method, that is first. Second, stay with one research company. And the third is stick with advertising tracking. So very briefly, if I had to explain, constant method means whatever the methodology that you decided in terms of sampling, in terms of interview methods, in terms of coding, tabulation procedure, in terms of use of statistical tool, etc. Kindly see to that it is initially well thought of and you continue with it. You do not get into several changes there. Any change in this will likely to impact your comparative of previous period versus this current period. So that's a major drawback that you will face. Stay with one research company. If agencies changed over several times during this, the data will lose the comparativeness of it. A small difference in methods may be considered with a very clear this thing, that how will it impact your trackability, that is to be. So even when you have to compulsorily do it, it is better to work and improve with the same agency rather than just criticize and fire them. Stick with advertising tracking. The tracking research will grow in value over year to year as you learn more about. So the important is that it's a costly affair. Therefore, it is the third point that you must stick to it. In whether the brand doing good, brand not doing good, whether company is doing good, company is not doing good, various aspects matter. So even this decision has to be thought from the long-term perspective. Whether affordability is there and whether management will support continuous tracking.
Now we learn about media investment. Here the model used is a marketing mix model. What is marketing mix? Product marketing mix are four. This is product, price, place, promotion. Service has additional three, which is process, people and physical evidence. Now media is something which is invested used to evaluate different components of the marketing plan. Now media, when communication is used, used to see that various aspects of the marketing mix is considered, because you are talking about the product, you may sensitize people about the price, etc. So with all that thing, it has to have the balanced approach. That's why the marketing mix modeling is taken. These models can be of many times, but multiple regression are the workhorse of most marketing mix modeling. So here the approach of that regression as multiple regression is considered. It is an analytical approach that uses historic information such as syndicated point of sale data and company's internal data to quantify the impact on sales. So that is what this particular method takes in. So in short, you have been brought to understand that it's a regression method, which is regression method in simple term needs a past data. Using the past data, you try to create a trend line and predict the future outcome. Mathematically, if you have to do this by establishing a simultaneous relation of various marketing activities with the sale. So you have to establish a relativeness with the sale in the form of a linear or a non-linear equation, again statistical term. Essentially, you need to know the impact, direct impact or the indirect impact, and there is a statistical technique, there is a method in which the data is collected, the method in which it is compiled so that you can apply the regression technique. Now, today you have many softwares available for activities like television advertising and for the trade promotion, etc. Further analysis like effectiveness can be carried out. So, regression analysis is going to give you a linear output. Then you may need certain additional output also to be measured for knowing the effectiveness. So that's where you determine the investment and the worth that you are getting out of your media investment. When you do this, this analysis tells the marketing manager the incremental gain in sales that can be obtained by increasing the respective marketing element one by one. Now, there is a simulation possibility. Once you are able to establish your linear equation, which the regression analysis knows, you can carry out what you call a sensitivity analysis. You can then play with one variable and see its impact on overall outcome, etc. So, that way you can determine what needs to be tweaked more to get a better impact, for which what budgetary or what allocation is needed to be changed. If detailed spend information per activity is available, then it is possible to calculate the return on investment each activity wise. So that is always ideal. Direct marketing, for example, that is a strong measurement possibility, because all direct marketing uses a response mechanism. That's why it is direct marketing. Toll free number, QR code. The moment consumer uses your QR code or toll free number, that is an input information you have. Or you have sent, say, 10 lakh SMSs, out of which 1 lakh SMSs have asked you, queried you. So, that's a response you got. From there, you can determine how many purchased it, etc. So, that's the power of direct marketing. So, what it tries to tell you, that if you are able to compile a detailed information each activity-wise, you can calculate return on investment for each activity. How do you go about using this particular approach? So here you start with collect, then you decide your model, then you get into analysis, and then you try to see you optimize it. Now I will just briefly explain you what is this. Okay, collect what? Collect information like current price, past prices, the promotion that has happened, ongoing promotion, on everything about the online media usage, etc. What is happening at the channel front, network, this thing, competitive market, etc. So you about the competition. So you will collect all relevant marketing and non-marketing factor related that will impact the performance at a very granular level. So that's a collect stage. Then comes the model. Connect marketing and other activities to business performance using advanced statistical model, for which, however, you have to think in the beginning, which model are you going to apply for your kind of marketing that you are in, the product basket that you have, the brand ownership that you have. Then analyze, quantify the effectiveness and impact on sale by various marketing activities that you have carried out. Okay, so that is what is a stage where you have a data you have obtained, right? So you are able to then carry out, optimize, as it says. Okay, so that is what you will do. And with that, what you are able to do is run simulation. Here, optimization means what? You have to do a simulation. Now you have a linear equation. You have been able to determine the effectiveness, rationality of it. You try to play with, say, price, or if I increase direct marketing spend, what will be the effect, and likewise. So marketing modeling can be act as a source of data. So it requires a lot of data, but it that way facilitates your energy towards that, and then helps you to make appropriate marketing and advertising decisions. So that is a utility of marketing mix modeling. Now what we are going to learn is a particular type of research, which is for the copy testing. Copy testing means you have developed your copy,
Okay, now this copy, which is a verbatim, headlines, subheadlines, then the body copy, etc., the feature explanations and all. So that needs to be checked. So this is a word copy is used to denote an entire advertisement, including the message, picture, color, regardless of the medium. So many time, copy is one, and I told you all the textual matter, but even a picture speaks louder, as they say, picture speaks 1,000 words. A formatting speaks much louder. Collectively, you try to do what you call a copy tasting. So now in that, there is a before taste and there is an after taste. Okay, copy can be tasted before, copy can be tasted afterwards. Before taste means these are all tastes that are used in ascertain the suitability before it is finally released. Advertisement suitability is determined. Now, how do you do that? Consumer's jury is the first approach. Here in this matter, you will have a sizable number of consumers from the target audience who are willing to participate. They will be shown the advertisement or a set of rough and unfinished advertisements. And now their views are taken. They have been given parameters and they have been asked to rank or rate, or so like out of 10 for body, which advertisement. So then you have a kind of a table. On the left hand side, the parameter is taken, the comprehension, the persuasion, the call to action, force. And then on the top, the column heading could be body 1, body 2, body 3, etc. And then they have been asked to give 10-point scale. So that will then give you an idea as to what people feel. The second consumer doesn't know of the jury what earlier is said. So that's what the rating scales. Here, simple rating scales are used where certain standards again which a copy is tasted. So you will have a parameters on which you want a body copy or the copy to be tasted. And then maybe you can have a pre-fix the weights. You have say like 5 parameters on which you want to do it, but parameter 1 you will give 40% weightage, remaining you will give some 20, some will get 10% weightage. So, and then you will go over to the target audience and ask them to rate your advertisement on those parameters, and what emerge out is a weighted scale for various alternatives. Okay, portfolio test. Here under this method, consumer doesn't know what advertisement or which brand advertisements that you are doing this research on. They will have series of advertisement being inserted into that. It will be say made like a magazine or made like a look-alike newspaper, etc. And then consumers will be asked to evaluate different advertisement that they've seen, they've recalled. So first an unedited, then the unedited, then first unedited, then edited approach. Then they will ask about, suppose your advertisement is not recalled by customer, you have to still get an information. So they will be given cues so that your advertisement comes in the eyes of the consumer, and then they are asked, but then both have a different meaning. After test, and here the test is measure the effectiveness of an advertisement after it has been formally released. Okay, after it has been released, you know. So what is that test? And there are also 3 tests. Recognition test. Here the tests are carried out with respect to the entire printed or a visual advertisement that is seen. Percentage of reader who have just seen or read this part or read most of the advertisements are recorded. So they are like kind of recorded in terms of whether they could recognize, okay, this particular advertisement when a series of advertisements are shown to them. Okay, a recall test. In this method, respondents are not only asked to first say like recognize, and then they are asked to recall what is the content in that ad. They will be asked to like really say what was this like body headline, what was it trying to tell you, etc., what was the call to action that has been mentioned there, etc. So that's what will create and will taste the smoothness of your construct of the advertisement, whether consumer is able to recall most part or not. And the sales test, this is like a acid test, as you say. Here the direct effect on the sale is measured. Assumption is that the change in sale is a result of effective advertising. So this is like a known as a acid test for any advertiser.
So which is a sales test. Then there is another method, positioning advertising copy test. Okay, this is a part of effectiveness. Effectiveness of what? Copy. We have earlier also seen the copy testing here. Also, this is that. This is known as a PECT. Measuring ad effectiveness, I think by now you would have noticed, is not an easy task. 21 of the largest US advertising agencies have endorsed a set of principles aimed at improving the research used in preparing and testing ads, providing a better creative product for clients and controlling the cost of TV commercials. So these are the 9 principles. These are the 9 principles known as positioning advertising copy testing, designed to establish, to act more like a guideline. Guideline for good copy testing research. Now, what are those guidelines we try to study? It's not that, you know, needs an elaborate explanation. Provide measurement relevant to objective of the advertisement. So it tells you that you have to have a measurement which is linked in sync with the advertising objective. Require agreements on how results will be used. Both the party has to, like, literally simulate, literally do a dry run to determine that this is how the result will be measured, and both have to agree upon. Provide multiple measures. Instead of one measure which may be subjective, you introduce multiple measures so that the combined effect will reveal more. Be based on a model of human response to communication. Whatever that analysis, whatever the research, testing, etc. that you do, has to take into account the responsible, natural way the consumer reacts. You don't try to force upon anything, okay, during the research. Consider multiple versus single exposure to the stimulus. Day after recall, essentially, also there is a challenge whether you do it immediately after the first ad that got exposed, because then the exposure will be very limited. Guy may not be able to comprehensively recall, because the psychology, consumer behavior science itself suggests that consumer must see your advertisement certain minimum number of time, then only he registers, records and comprehends the advertisement. Okay, requires alternative execution to have some degree of finish. What it means, that, you know, you consider what more alternatives that you have so that you can get into required changes, maybe during the run or even before that if you can do. So that you should be aware of. Provide controls to avoid biases, effect of exposure context. So you have to ensure that biases of interviewer, biases of the jury panel, like if they become regular, then whether they are playing with the answer. So those kind of consideration should be there. Provide controls to avoid biases. That is what we said. And then last, take into account. So not the last, the second last, 8th one, which is take into account basic consideration of sample. Sample is very important. We just studied. So you have to have the basic critical aspects duly considered. And demonstrate reliability and validity. You have to statistically prove before you get into analysis, or before you present analysis to the client, or whether you discuss this tracking, etc. You have to provide a perspective that why the research approach, research method, or advertisement that has been effectiveness measurement which was done was more reliable, and it is based on valid principles. That is to be discussed about. Now we get into understanding digital ad research. Now this is about the digital platform, online platforms. So what are those? Okay. Essentially, the big tool that has been used today is Google Analytics. Okay. How does Google Analytics help? It tells you leads from the web forms. It gives you statistics about how many leads you got through the form, how many leads you got through the live chats, how many through the websites visits, so how many through the search engine optimization, the page view, per page view, okay, origin of the traffic, that is country of origin, the target group, whether young, adult, etc. Okay, overall traffic perspective. The bounce rate means, or that is like, people did not
comprehensively see, like, or rather they just came and abandoned you? Okay. And new sessions. So how many time does same person returns and does the review, etc. So those kind of a perspective. This is what is Google Analytics. There are far more and deeper aspects that Google Analytics can reveal for you. Of course, paid version, free version, there is a difference. So that's the way the digital listing research takes place. Thank you very much.